Well, across the Central Coast this morning, Robert, we have got from Channel 7 Sunrise, the main man.
You get lucky sometimes.
You do, Mark Moreno. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Hello, Rob. Geez, you two have pulled up well.
Oh, mate. They've got to bring State of Origin a half an hour early.
Please.
Seriously, come
on. I'd say about 4 hours earlier would be great.
Yeah, that'd help. Well, maybe do it Friday. I've pitched that before. No one seemed to like the idea.
Mate, but look, rugby league was the winner.
Stop it. This Queenslander I work with, Brett, has been a punish all morning.
Oh, I can only imagine. Unbelievable. How's that? Almost 50,000 people at Adelaide Oval. Great turnout, great atmosphere, great show. What a showcase for the game, too. And look, the Southern States, they get this occasion of State of Origin. They do. They tune in, they watch it, they get it. They love it, and they're going to love what they saw last night, especially those who like Queensland, because, crikey, how do they do it? Time after time, they just find something else. And I don't know if you've seen Billy Slater's post-match speech. Is the stuff of legend. Like, it is just gold. So
I'd switched off before that and went to bed, Brett.
You stayed later than us, Mark. Mate, what do you think people are talking about at halftime when they zoomed into both dressing rooms? There's Cameron Smith laying down the law, Billy sitting there, then they crossed to New South Wales, and there's, Brad Fittler just having his chat. But people are saying, what's going on there? But he's allowed to have his say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Both those guys... highly qualified, do your thing. I just don't know how New South Wales ever find that passion that Queensland's got. And what Billy spoke about post-match was, Queenslanders have been through a lot. They suffer a lot through drought and floods and cyclones and which rural New South Wales does as well. But somehow he said, Billy, as Queensland, we encapsulate that spirit. We catch that spirit and we never give up. And crikey's right. And how hard will I be to beat in game two at Suncorp?
Yeah, as I said to my New South Wales wife as she booted me upstairs, I said, there's always game two, baby.
Game two.
Now, Mark, we're hearing that it's Mark Barretta are going to replace Koshy.
If they had any sense, Brett, the greatest sports presenter of all time. Sliding into... What size shoe are you? Because he'd have
same
a lot of wardrobe.
Same size.
Who's saying that? Is it Rob or Patty?
We've had many discussions. We applied for... Like, we wore in suits yesterday, Brett.
I heard. Very impressive. I think Kerry Stokes noted.
Well, there you go.
And look, we
Mum's
did
the words.
We did get 36 comments on Facebook, which is big for us. But so we thought, look, we're going to hand you the
more
chalice.
More about how stupid Paddy looked in a suit,
which I never generally wear.
How's the feeling around town? Are you guys getting all very nostalgic, knowing that Koshy's about to walk out the door?
Incredibly. No, this is bizarre, but it's quite emotional. Probably the three of us, Nat, Kosh and I, worked together for 25 years. I mean, Rob, you know how far we go back. And it's really, I guess we knew it was coming at some point, but when it actually, when he pulls the trigger and says, I'm going, it's real. And it's like, wow, it's like busting up the band a bit. But, God, we got some good memories. And great for Kosh. He goes out on a high, and he's done everything. He's done it all, and he's done a ripping job, and he's a top bloke and a great mate and an awesome mentor. And, we just love him.
And he rang the other day. Was it Tuesday, Koshy? We spoke to Koshy. And as we said, you're an Australian TV institution, mate, which he is.
Yeah, he is.
And then hopefully, and he will. He will still be around. He'll pop in from time to time and do special stuff, but which is great because we need him. And he's the heart and soul of this show, He really created this. His influence made it about people. He made it a caring show about people and that we could make a difference and do things that help people out and just be in touch with people. And that's the beauty of Sunrise. Like, for 20 years, we've been the most watched breakfast show in Australia year after year because we have that connection with people because we care and we do stuff to help people. So, he started that and he drives it, and we've got to find a way to just keep that momentum going and keep that legacy.
Well, no matter what happens now, there's going to be a massive hole left by Koshy when he leaves. He could somewhat fill with maybe two people together.
There's... Who live close by. On the Central Coast.
You might need a coffee table built.
I'm going to run it past Nat this morning.
Brilliant. Okay.
Mark Barretta, thank you so much for taking time out, bud, and we look forward to seeing you on Channel 7 Sunrise as well, mate, as we always do.
Always look forward to catching up with you two legends. Thanks, Paddy. Thanks, Rob. Good on you, boys. Have a great day.
See you, Brett. Well, Brett.